Federal Reserve policymakers begin a two-day meeting in Washington today. It's widely expected they'll cut interest rates again in an effort to keep the U.S. economy out of a recession. Their decision will be announced tomorrow, NPR's John Idstey reports.
The Federal Reserve's Open Market Committee, which controls short-term interest rates, has already cut rates five times since January in an effort to boost growth. If policymakers were to lower rates again at this meeting, it would be the most aggressive rate cutting since the early 1980s, when the Fed was trying to spur the economy out of the worst downturn since the Great Depression. Despite the rapid lowering of interest rates, the Federal Reserve's regular survey of the economy released last week found that growth had stalled in April and May, and the latest figures on industrial production show the recession in manufacturing is deepening. One bright spot in the picture has been housing. The Fed's rate cutting has helped keep mortgage rates at very low levels, encouraging home buying. However, the full effects of the Fed's aggressive rate cutting won't be felt in the economy until later this year, about the same time as the recent tax cuts begin to boost consumer spending. Analysts predicting a quarter-point cut at this meeting believe Fed policymakers will limit the cut out of concern that too much stimulus could ultimately spark inflation. Those predicting a larger, half a percentage point reduction say the deteriorating economic data will force policymakers to remain aggressive. John Idstey, NPR News, Washington.